Well, today our guest is Ms. Kathy Luther, Chief of Staff and Director of Environmental Programs for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Kathy, welcome back to the show. Kathy, South Shore Clean Cities partners with NERPC for the Green Fleet Program year-round to help businesses and communities and governmental agencies help reduce their emissions down. Can you tell our listeners how that program works?
Yeah, so our funding comes from part of those gas taxes that's really dedicated to air quality and also reducing congestion on our roads. So South Shore Clean Cities is a good partner for that, and they have a lot of expertise on vehicle emissions and vehicle technology to reduce those. And so we've partnered with them, and they run the Green Fleets program, which is, they do training events for different parts of fleet management, fleet maintenance, different kinds of vehicles. They can do one-on-one technical support for you if you have a fleet of diesel or fleet of any type of vehicles, and they'll do an inventory of your vehicles and identify kind of the age of the engines. And the other thing South Shore Clean Cities is really good at is keeping track of all the different funding opportunities. There are a lot of opportunities for even for public or private sector fleet operators to get assistance with retrofitting a fleet, updating a fleet, installing technology to reduce the emissions from their fleet or save gas and save dollars on their fleet. South Shore Clean Cities, Carl and his crew, can do that. If you sign up to be a Green Fleet member, they will invite you to all their trainings. They can come out and inventory your fleet and give you kind of an energy audit of ways you can save money, maybe alternative fuels to consider, or just changes in your technology that will save you money and save the air quality at the same time. We've been had that partnership. How long have we been doing that, Carl? 5 or 6 years?
5 or 6 years, and it's been a great program. A lot of great opportunities to work with municipalities and schools and non-governmental agencies. So it's really been a great program for us to improve air quality and the quality of life here in Northwest Indiana. So
there's funding available from EPA, from the Department of Environmental Management in Indiana, from the VW settlement, and they can help with getting you ready for those type of funding opportunities. And I don't remember off the top of my head how many millions of dollars of funding for that they've helped the region get, which is a win-win for everyone, right? It helps your fleet operator save money. If it's a private one, it helps your business bottom line. If it's a public one, that's our taxes at work. And if we can save money and make the air cleaner, that's just an all-around good deal.
And it's been a great program. And, Kathy, we thank you for your leadership and all of our elected officials for allowing us to continue to do this. So I know NERPC is also leading several municipalities and county governments and greenhouse gas emission inventory projects that are just getting underway. Can you briefly touch on that program?
So we this actually came about. It was really a grassroots effort from Northwest Indiana Climate Resilience, and they, through their grassroots networking, have partnering with us. We have 14 jurisdictions, all three counties, Lake, Porter, and LaPorte, as well as 11 other municipalities who have agreed to partner with us. And we have applied to Indiana University's 2021 climate cohort, where we will get two interns from them, and then Earthwatch Indiana is hiring another four interns. So we're hiring basically six college students, and they will be working remotely for safety's sake, but collecting a greenhouse gas emission inventory for all of the communities in those jurisdictions. So a community inventory focuses on different aspects of different kind of sectors. So we'll have an inventory of the emissions, greenhouse gas emissions from energy use in the residential sector, the industrial sector, and the commercial sector. We'll have emissions from wastewater treatment. We'll have emissions from garbage generation and disposal. We'll have emissions from the transportation sector. That will be NERPC's transportation modeler coming up with that. So we'll have a bunch of information when we're done that then each community can use, or we can use regionally to identify where can we get the most bang for the buck if we want to, if you're concerned at all about climate change, that it's happening. And it is happening. I think all the science is in on that, that what can we do about it? And the first thing you need to know is a baseline of where you're at. And that's what we're going to be doing right now. In addition, the city of Gary and the city of Michigan City actually already did one for 2017. So we're actually going to base our inventory off 2017. And then we can also look since 2017 to now what things have happened. So, and then the idea is to go back and do this every 5 years or so, a new emissions inventory, to see if any of the things that we've taken have made a difference.
A lot of great work going on, Kathy. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. So how can our listeners learn more about NERPC and your programs?
Well, they should go to our website, which is www.nerpc.org. If you go to environment and then air quality, there's a kind of an intro page. We're working with Clean Cities right now to build a new kind of a hub page for all the air quality activities in Northwest Indiana. But for now, you can find a lot about it at our website or at Clean Cities' website. Or you could also like Google Northwest Indiana Partners for Clean Air. And all of those places will give you tons of information about air quality, activities, things you can do, things other organizations are doing around the region.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Kathy Luther, Chief of Staff and Director of Environmental Programs for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. Remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.